My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today our two-part series, one is on scaling and create a scalable agency. And then we have our second part, which is also about scaling as well. So we get a lot of questions with our community chat. And oftentimes people are like, okay, how do you actually, you know, get more clients? But I think even going beyond that, how do you create an agency that allows you to buy back your time, but also is very scalable? Because the problem I see with most agency businesses is they are linear in nature and they're not exponential. So what do I mean by that? If you have a SaaS company, your costs do not scale, you know, in proportion to you get more customers, you have to hire more people. Now with a client services business, that's a different case, unless you have a different model, right? So the first thing I'll say around creating a scalable agency is you can definitely, you'll make a lot more, your revenue per employee will be a lot higher. Now the problem is the trade-off about the thing I'm going to talk about is a lot more risk. And it's not particularly easy to do, which is why most people shy away with it from it. And so most people would be doing it if it were easy, right? So I've talked about, you know, creating a, it can be an affiliate agency or it can be a pay for performance agency, whatever you want to call it. But let's say, you know, Neil is selling leads on Uber Suggest. And I'll say, Neil, I'll get you a new customer. You pay me $10 for every new customer. And then I can acquire the customer for $5 a pop. I'll collect the delta between and I'll make the $5, right? And then if that's a scalable campaign, great. Obviously, those numbers are really small. I'm just giving a simple example. But that's a really easy way to simple way to create a scalable agency. Because, you know, Neil and I, we have friends, you know, one company does $500 million a year. The other one does with 300 employees. So revenue per employee is very high. Another one does $26 million a year with 25 employees, right? So again, extremely high. So that is one way you can do it, by switching up the business model.
Another way to create a scalable agency is to niche down your agency. You don't have to be an agency that services any business out there. You can just service local businesses like Yelp does or Yext does. Or you could say, hey, we only want to service e-commerce businesses or B2B SaaS businesses. You can have your niche. Because when you have your niche and you have all your client types in one area, it's so much easier to figure out, all right, these are the type of businesses we should help, and here's how the processes we should create around it, what's replicatable, what you can keep using, what you can scale out and fine tune. But the moment you have businesses in all these different categories and sectors, it's much more of a bigger pain. And what I mean by that is it's hard to optimize for everything and hard to optimize for everyone. And that's why I recommend, if you are starting an agency or if you have one, consider looking at where the bulk of your clients are coming from, like what sector, and just focusing on that first.
Yep. So these are just two different ways you can do it. I mean, I can speak for Single Grain. We're more niche down on SaaS. We focus more on SaaS, and that's, you know, a spot that does well for us. Neil targets more, depending on the agency. And I would actually argue your agencies are niche down, because your Utah one is more focused on local, and then you have the enterprise version, correct?
Kind. We pretty much do everything.
Okay.
So we have ones that just do enterprise, but then Utah literally does every kind of business, e-commerce, local services, doesn't matter.
Cool. All right. So that is it for today. If you want us to talk more about scaling, you want us to talk more about agency stuff, you can just tweet at me at Eric Ostu.
And don't follow me as an example, because I have way too many visitors and leads. So what works for me won't work for most people.
Yeah. Neil's a bad example. So anyway, that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn about our virtual and our live events when those come back. Looking forward to seeing you there, and see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.